This is Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you're listening to the Neil Reynolds Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 25 of the Neil Reynolds Podcast. And to celebrate our silver anniversary of sorts, we're going to go back to episode one to bring you some bonus coverage, because this was when I went fishing with Ryan Fitzpatrick, the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, and it was right before the pandemic hit. So it was a great time to spend with Fitz on the water. We recorded so much. We just basically rolled on everything, and we only put a portion of it in our very first episode. So this is not really an interview. It's kind of an insight into his life with me and Fitz just chatting as we're wandering around, sailing around fishing. So before you hear that, let's bring in an early appearance on the podcast for producer Gary Hayes. And Gary, just thinking about that day or that weekend in Tampa, it's got me pining for the waterways of Florida.
What a lovely weekend it was. And I've got to say, I'm a little bit nervous being allowed on this early into the show. Normally it's around a 45-minute mark, isn't it?
Well, we had an agreement you don't come on before 45 minutes, so that if people, you know, they can listen to the interview, and if they want, they can switch off when they hear you come on. I'm hoping they don't do that this week, you know.
Well, I've noticed the data on our podcast is that the numbers go up after 45 minutes, so.
You're the difference maker, absolute difference maker. It was a good weekend. We spent time with Ryan Fitzpatrick, who you'll hear from in a second, and Bruce Arians, who was one of our early episodes on the podcast. What was good about it, Gary, was that we got to do what we envisioned. What the vision of this podcast was to spend quality time with players, coaches, media members. We've done that to a degree with the beauty of Zoom, but not quite how we planned it. Probably shouldn't have launched a podcast in the middle of a global pandemic. That might have helped. Might have also got us a sponsor by now, so which hasn't happened. So if anyone fancies being a title sponsor, hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah, it was a fun day and it was a fun weekend, because that was how, when we were planning this podcast, what we always had in mind was that we'd go out, we'd be able to spend time with people, and you know, we could really get to the heart of it, because it's great doing the Zoom calls and, you know, the other ways we've been recording in our virtual studio like we are now, but you can't be, as a journalist, being there and just spending a few hours in the presence of someone, because they get to feel you and work you out, you get to do the same, and you sort of get that rapport going. And I think, well, I certainly, as the observer in this bromance that was happening that day, I felt like the odd one out. I was sort of like, should I be on this date? It's like, you know, two's company, three's a crowd, but I've got to be here for the microphone.
I have hit it off with Fitz. We've done a couple of NFL UK live tours around the UK, and then obviously we got together at the Super Bowl in Miami, and then we got together there, and he invited us to his home, which was fantastic. I did see somebody put on Twitter, there was a picture of me and Fitz promoting this interview, and somebody said that Neil Reynolds and Ryan Fitzpatrick is the buddy cop movie that 2021 needs. What do you think?
I think it'd be really good, as long as I can get to write the script on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it. You can do that. So it was good. It was a good day, wasn't it? We had a really good time. We learned a lot about Ryan Fitzpatrick.
We did. I was going to say to you, before we get into it, so you want to be his buddy cop and his partner, but do you know anything about Fitz? I've got a question for you, which I asked him on the day, and I'm thinking, I wonder if Neil listened to the rushes and whether Neil heard the answer, because you were busy off trying to get your rod from being tangled up in some of the coral somewhere in that river.
That could have been any point of the day. That happened a lot.
Yeah, and I was sat there with this awkward silence with Fitz, where I was like, he's looking at Neil, and I'm just sat on this paddleboard with him. I was like, I've just got to say something. I can't talk about NFL because I know nothing about it. So I just started asking him other questions, and because we were the same age, and I was just like, oh, I'll ask him about this. So I want to ask you the question.
Go on.
Which famous person did Fitz go to Harvard with?
Barack Obama. I don't know. I obviously wasn't listening. I was obviously off, off untangling my fishing line, as you say.
Worried about your phobia of fish. So Fitz, he went to university at the same time as Mark Zuckerberg when Facebook was being founded. So I just wanted to play that clip now of him talking about one of his pearls of wisdom in the fact that he didn't invest in Facebook.
It was just at Harvard. And so I signed up just like everybody else did and thought, boy, this is a cool idea to share classes, and but I don't think it's going to go anywhere else. So I'm glad he didn't ask me to invest any money, because A, I didn't have any at the time, and B, I would have said no and felt like a real knucklehead.
So there you have it, Neil. Fitz didn't invest in Facebook, but he wasn't asked to, so he doesn't feel like such a plonker and that he lost out on billions. But it's just interesting seeing this guy who's gone on to have this NFL career where he's travelled across America and, you know, become a fan favourite wherever he's played. And he was there while one great thing was happening. Fitz was there at college at the same time.
So two thoughts quickly, and then we'll get to the footage from Tampa, the unheard footage so far. Number one, great nugget, nice little bit of information. Number two, what are you doing asking the questions while I'm tangled up in the corner somewhere under someone's dock for about the 18th time in the day? Do you just like slink in and like, this is my chance, I'm going to start asking the questions. This is the Gary Hayes podcast.
I was taking advantage because I thought, God, Neil's this scared. What if he doesn't make it out of here alive? I better take over.
Well, there were moments where I was a complete mess, but it was a good day, and we want to share more of it with you now. So here is the unheard behind the scenes bits from Fishing with Fitz.
So there's going to be petals that once I put them in the water that we're going to put in here.
Right.
And you're just going to pump your legs back and forth. And that's how we're not doing this. We're doing it with our legs.
Right.
So it'll be easier to maneuver. All you really need to know, this is the rudder. So this is either side. That's how you're going to steer.
Yeah.
And it's not power steering. So like once you turn left, it's going to take you a couple pedals before you get going. And then I could teach you how to bait a shrimp on a hook.
Yep.
If you'd like.
I would like that.
You're
yeah.
all in on that. and we'll go from there.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Will I see a dolphin?
I would say it's 50-50.
I didn't mean a Miami dolphin. I meant a real dolphin.
We could potentially see a dolphin. We could potentially see a manatee.
Yeah.
Manatees are big down here.
Those are really big and I know where they usually are, so hopefully we see something, yes.
All right.
I'll do the heavy lifting. You can just sit back.
What have I got to do?
No,
nothing.
I'm just going to throw them in the water.
I'm going to film you doing this, Neil, just in case.
No, I'm going to be all right. Well, no, now it's in my head.
Okay, so I would just
you've made
like
that.
This.
You've literally made that foolproof. If I can't get in that now, although I'm going to be facing the wrong way.
Yeah, so then you're going to have to turn around and just... You got to kind of evenly.
How's that?
You look great.
What?
You did it. You did it.
Don't push me away yet. I'm not ready to go.
Well,
are these my steering wheels?
Those are your steering
what are they called? Rudders.
And that, sometimes those pop out and they pop out. If they feel wonky, just let me know.
All right.
So we're going in the house now, right?
All right, see you later.
So what direction are we going in, right?
Yeah, where are we going, Fitz? What are we doing?
Okay. We're going to go to the end of the canal here, and we're going to hang a Roger into the cove.
That's what it sounds like, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So did you fish before you moved to Florida? Did you do...
No.
Nothing on the water?
I grew up in Arizona, and there's a couple lakes and stuff that we went to, tiny fish, but not a lot. So then when I moved here, I became obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is just the access and, you know, being able to wake up and do it in your backyard.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
Humble brag.
And that Carlton, my neighbor's the master.
Is so he?
He caught a 28-inch snook this morning off his dock, which is pretty awesome. So to keep those, which you can't right now because of red tide.
Yep.
And I don't know that they're in season. 28 to 33 inches is like the magical slot.
Right.
And you can only keep one, and those things are very tasty. But hopefully we catch one. Maybe catch a species or two for you. Grab your first fish of all time, right?
I know, yeah. 47 years. Never fished. How about that?
Only 47 years?
Yeah, I'm Is that part of someone's...
That's...
I'm not going to hit that,
That's from a palm tree.
Okay. I thought it was the head of a dolphin, but I'm getting far too excited. I need to be a little bit less tourist for a few minutes.
The manatees are equally as cool. So this my neighbor here has, he's got a bunch of crab traps, like crab pots set up. So I went out with him the other day to check them. Stone crabs. Hey! How'd you do? You good?
Good stuff.
Really?
You want some shrimp? I got a little live well right here.
Yeah, you got extra?
Yeah, I got a gun, and I got about 3 dozen
probably. Can I just take your live well and then bring it back? For real. Oh, that thing. Bubble box. Can I take
it here?
I'll bring you new batteries. I got this, but I don't want to pull it behind me right now.
So you really never been fishing?
Carlton said he caught a...
What's going on here?
Yeah.
So I've got my friend Neil there from... He's from across the pond, and he's starting up a new podcast. So we're doing a...
Is that why you showered?
And he's done his hair.
Cut the tape.
First time I've seen him brush his hair.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So we can get the inside scoop here. Is he a good fisherman?
Is he?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. He was a fisherman. He knew nothing about fishing in this bay when he moved here. I mean, I was watching him. He's fishing with, like, crickets, like he's in an Arizona bass pond, right? Red bobbers and everything. And then, I don't know, what happened? What?
Time.
Fast learner.
I mean, well, and repetition.
Yeah.
It's all about the reps.
He fishes... You know, he'll go by here. He's got one kid on the paddleboard. 4 hours later, he goes by here. He's got another kid. He just kind of does that. You cycle him through, right?
Yeah. I was just telling him about our...
they all want to have a turn.
The crab experience the other day.
And when you got 20 kids, you go out a lot. You want to take them fishing.
Me and Fitz did a tour, did stage shows around the country last year. So we did, like, meeting all the NFL fans and stuff, so.
Does he have any fans?
Oh, yeah, he's big time.
Couple?
Sold the places out.
Anyone know him in London? Or?
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to walk. He would not be able to walk down the street in London. Someone would recognize him.
It's only because I played for 8 teams.
Yeah.
Remember the picture last year where, you know, he's all decked out in the gold chain.
Yep.
And wearing the sun, his son's Halloween costume. Dressed up as dad, and he had the big beard and the gold chain.
That's cool.
The coolest thing I've ever seen.
That is cool.
He won the contest.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. All right. Hey,
nice
Neil's
to meet you.
Never been fishing either, so this is going to be his first time.
You know how to do it?
He doesn't know.
No, not a clue. I can't even ride the boat. Look, I'm going under there. All right. I am actually going under there.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, dude.
I'm not even joking.
Okay, put your feet together.
Right.
Pull the red thing hard towards you.
Oh, has it got to be together like that?
Yeah.
Oh, now that didn't work. Right, now I'm good. Right, okay. Because that was really
one. Elbow grease, Neil.
Honestly, I'll be fine.
He said, Ryan. And he crashed right into the dock. All right, giddy up.
You need to catch up because your audio's dropped out.
Yeah, sorry, I'll slow down.
That's all right, it's hitting me too slow.
We'll be back with more on the Neil Reynolds podcast after this short break.
Hi, I'm Bruce Arians, and you're listening to the Neil Reynolds podcast.
So we'll also we'll just put like a tube in the boat and pull the kids around on the tube.
Oh, cool.
Or go swimming out here.
Nice.
My punishment for the kids... when they would fight, used to be to throw them in the canal.
Okay, but they like it.
Well, no, one day we saw, it was just like a 3-foot bonnet head shark swimming back there.
Whoa.
So you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop throwing them back there. Oh, sorry.
But child protection might have an issue with that.
Keep threatening it. I think I can get us to find a manatee. But I've got a couple of foolproof spots that like we can't miss on these fish.
Okay.
Especially now that we've got some good live, fresh shrimp. So if we can't catch any, it's not my fault, it's yours.
Right, got it. Yeah, I'll bring the beginner's bad luck. So how long you lived here?
3 years I've lived here. This cove is incredible because even when it's windy out, we can come back here and it's usually very calm. And this is where, when I come out with the kids, I'll take them back here.
Yeah.
Or let them even come out, you know, on their own and come back here.
Must be amazing though, when you, because you've all got a kind of shared interest, all the neighbors. Like you're coming along and it's like, what did you catch today? And what did you?
Yeah, it's
because you all live in the same area, you know.
It's pretty cool.
And I had to. Backyard.
It was one of those things for me where I had to fake it till you make it, you know. Oh yeah, what'd you catch today?
Yeah.
One of those rainbow trout. One of those alligators.
Jules.
So did you just literally learn on the fly?
Yeah.
Just
but
coming
but a
out.
Lot of it was just asking. They're all very gracious too.
Right.
So like asking them questions. What the heck do I do? What is this? One of the guides that I went out with that taught me a lot, I'll still send him pictures. What the hell fish is this?
Right.
You know,
because
are, the cool thing about fishing here is you'll catch 6, 7, 8, maybe 12 different species of fish in a day.
Right.
Kind of fishing in the same spots.
Yep.
So, okay, spot number one, before we get to where I think we'll find some manatee, we're going to fish this dock right here.
Okay.
So we got to kind of get set up without
crashing.
Me knocking anybody in the water, but I think I can do it. So here's what we're going to do, okay?
Is that a real fish?
This is not a real fish. That is just like they call it a paddle tail.
Yep.
Okay. So there's a jig head and then there's this little paddle tail here. So when we go to cast this thing, this is like me talking. My kids, like, I had to walk them through.
Yeah, that's how you
they don't
do
listen
it.
Though, so I know you're going to listen.
Right.
This is going to be good.
This is the level you're at, though.
So you're going to hold the line with your finger. You're going to open this part, the bail, and then you're going to...
Let me come back to you. Oh, it's gone.
Toss it and throw it.
All right.
Then you shut this, and then you'll just start to reel in.
Whoa.
They're already all over it.
Huh.
See that?
Yeah.
So
look at that.
So that's a mullet, and those don't bite this, unfortunately. But I'm going to... That was like 2 seconds of explanation, but... What we're going to do first, we're just going to troll with this, okay?
Right.
So you're going to throw it preferably that way if you can.
Yep.
And then we're just going to stick it back in the pole holder.
Right.
And we're just going to leisurely go this way and continue to talk.
Okay.
And it'll be behind you going like this.
Right.
You know, potentially we'll get something with it.
I feel like I need to drop an anchor. So that I can concentrate on.
We do have an anchor in there.
Joking.
I could show you that too. I had to look that one up online. It involves a pool noodle and other fun stuff.
See, if you fish in England, and this might be a bit of a generalization, I'll probably upset everyone who fishes in England. Basically, it's like 8 hours of sitting by a lake under a tent because it's freezing.
Yeah.
Trying to stay away from your wife.
Well.
Whereas this is fishing.
The crazy thing about this is not a very nice day here. You know, it's a little cloudy.
Right, we still got our shorts
on. So we're going at a good clip. That's perfect right now. So we're trolling that thing behind us, just in case we get a bite. Now the hard thing's going to be, I didn't really explain to you what to do if you get one on.
Well, yeah, that would be an issue.
I think you're going to be able to figure it out though. We'll see.
Right, that's why that's doing something now.
Yeah, you got one on.
Right.
Okay, so grab the rod.
Oh, crap.
We got fish on.
All right.
Okay, hold it in your right hand. Hold the you're going to reel in with your left hand.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Which way?
Bring it towards you. Reel to other way. Yeah, that way. Yeah. And then hold your right hand a little higher so you got a better leverage on it. Yep. Okay, now reel that sucker in. And most of the fish here have teeth, so...
Right, I was going to say, this might be a point to mention. I actually don't like fish. I don't swim in the sea for a reason. So...
I'm coming.
I might need you in a minute.
I'm coming.
Because if I see this fish, I'm probably going to freak out. Whoa. Right.
This is where we might
lose
our...
Is this textbook? Is this textbook fishing?
This is incredible.
Right, this feels like it's about... Oh, now it's... Oh, it's still there.
Well,
there it is. Whoa. Oh, right. Right, Fitz, I might swear because I hate fish. Shit. Oh,
easy,
shit.
Man.
Right, help.
Okay, you're good. Okay, this. Oh, yeah, beautiful. That's a Jack Crevalle. Okay, stop reeling. Beautiful. I need to get.
Am I allowed to put it back?
Oh yeah, this we'll put this one back. These are fun to catch. That's a good fight.
Is that him making that noise?
Yeah.
Where am I going?
Just hold on tight, because I... What do you think?
That's pretty scary, actually. Fitz doesn't normally throw him back. Like, he can't get... Do you want to put him back in the water for a minute?
You want to kiss him or name him or no?
Yeah, I've called him Nemo.
Nemo, okay.
There's a whole bunch of copyright issues there, but we'll deal with that.
How cool was that?
That was cool. I was actually genuinely scared. That's pathetic.
So that's a fun one to catch because it's a good fight. So like
because that was right. Because so, it wasn't that big.
No, but it was.
But it was really.
Good, right?
I felt like it was going to be like Free Willy or something coming up on the. Other.
So now we're going with the live bait, which is going to be even more incredible. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I think I could do the whole being on the water thing. I think actually having to touch the fish at the end would freak me out. So I'm not sure I could be a fisherman.
I want to catch a sheep's head so you can see how gnarly the teeth are.
Honestly, I think I'll faint.
It'll make for some good footage.
All right, coming around to you. Wait there.
Think of the show, Neil.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not doing this for you. You're doing it for the people.
So fishermen in the UK are genuinely just trying to stay away from their wives then, because I've seen them. They look miserable and they say, no, I didn't catch anything all day. I've never fished in my life. I'm out here 5 minutes and I catch something.
Oh. I think this is awesome. I hope you're enjoying it.
Until I get one of those monsters with the teeth come out of me.
Are you getting, do you feel any like tugging on it or not really?
No.
No? You could slowly reel it in until it comes out of the water and then cast it again. I just want to catch like one more species and we could be done with it. And you can even just throw it that way if you'd like. Oh yeah. Like it seems to me like you're enjoying yourself.
Right I am. Now. I like that bit. You throw
it. That was awesome. So see how there's like a little bit of slack in your line?
Yep.
If you can just try to, you don't want to reel in too much, but take that slack out. Now you'll be in good shape. All right, I got to pay attention so we don't crash. We haven't seen a whole lot of sharks, especially around here. We saw the little one back there.
Yeah.
But we'll see dolphin and manatee all the time.
Nice.
All the time. The manatee are really cool.
One of the first times we came out for those training camps in NFL Europe.
Yeah. And
so my son George was 18 months. So Julie came out with him. And we were staying on this complex that had like lots of big lakes on it.
Uh-huh.
And they had lots of ducks there. And one day she just was out there with some bread and George right by the side of the lake feeding the ducks. And the guy who ran the hotel just sprinted out from reception. He's like, any open water in Florida, you just don't do that.
This is probably 2 years ago now at Disney World.
Right, I remember that off the beach.
At the
right?
Floridian,
yeah.
But yeah, that's when we first started looking at houses here. The realtor gave me houses like on a couple lakes. Like, oh, you can get some jet skis. It's so much fun with the kids. And I said, are the gators in here? Yeah, but they don't. It's like, okay,
yeah,
I don't need to
done.
Know anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. I like the water, but not that much.
I think, like you say, the beauty of what you've got is, like, if you had to drive 45 minutes to go and fish, you might not go out, but you just walk to the bottom of your back garden. And
that's why it's taken over golf for me, is because this is convenient. I could do it with the kids. It could last an hour, or it could be all day, but golf is like a six-hour activity.
Exactly, you know?
Yeah, this is a pretty good life, though. That's pretty cool.
That's why I asked that question, whether you would stay here.
Yeah.
Seems like you got everything here. Or you got all your family in Arizona, though. A lot of family.
So, two brothers in New Mexico, parents and brother in Arizona. So, that would be the one thing that's not here. But
I can certainly see why you kept it when you joined the Dolphins, though. Cause
it's hard to give up. It's a great spot. Well, and it just... As we were talking about, like, every time it's hitting refresh and starting over.
Yeah.
It was nice to stay in for the kids to have a year where they got to stay in the same school, same sports, same friends. And I wasn't too far away.
It couldn't be more different from all of that life you have to live for 5 months, like, you know, where you're in the spotlight, press conferences, fans.
It's so, I mean, I live a double life, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so crazy.
Two completely different lives, yeah. Well, Fitz, I think we should call it a day. That has been a lot of fun.
Very successful.
Thank
you. Can call yourself a fisherman now.
Oh, I don't know about that, but it's been fun anyway. I got one. I got one. They can never take that away from me, right?
All right, so there you are. That was our day with Ryan Fitzpatrick. We're back to a regular episode next week, and it's going to be with Troy Vincent. So Troy Vincent was a first-round draft pick of the Miami Dolphins. He played cornerback for the Dolphins and the Philadelphia Eagles. He was a Pro Bowl defensive back who went on to, well, great heights where he is now in the corridors of power as executive vice president of football operations for the NFL in New York. So a fascinating career path. He's doing a lot to forward the chances of black and ethnic minority coaches in the NFL. It's going to be a great chat with Troy Vincent. So look forward to that one. My thanks again to Ryan Fitzpatrick for hosting us back in March now. My thanks to Gary Hayes. But most of all, thanks to you for listening. And we'll see you next time. This episode was hosted by myself, Neil Reynolds. Our producer is Gary Hayes, while Matt Alabaster is responsible for all of our artwork. Taylor Hayes mixed this episode and also composed our theme music. Special thanks to junior producer Henry Smith and everyone else involved in helping us put this episode together. The Neil Reynolds Podcast is a Highway 61 production for the Reynolds Podcast Network.